media outlet. Every media outlet is biting at the bit to report the next officer-involved shooting. And it's a sad scenario we find ourselves. You mentioned the Stephen Horsford comment. You know, Stephen Horsford made a comment on his social media, and specifically talking about protecting, you know, our work continues to protect black lives. That's our congressman's comment on the Micaiah Bryant officer-involved shooting, to protect black lives. You know, this is a constitutional representative for the state of Nevada and Nevada District 4, and the last time I drove through the district was about 5 minutes ago. There's more than just black people in our community. Absolutely, we need to protect people, but to single it out, as Congressman Horsford did in his social media posts, and he does every single day, to specifically only benefit people of color, is absolutely inappropriate. It's wrong. It doesn't do any justice for any of these situations, and it certainly does nothing for his constituents in the 4th District. And I'm going to make sure that as I campaign in this district, because I am running against Stephen Horsford, I'm going to make sure everybody of every single color, creed, nationality, place of origin, all of them are going to have access to their representative when I beat Stephen Horsford.
You have officially launched your campaign. You did it with a really cute family video. You know how to launch a campaign, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you for that, Kevin. You know, my family is incredibly important to me, just like everybody else's family is important to them. And my family is as big a part of this campaign as I am. They're full on behind me, and they're ready to have good quality leadership and common sense back in Washington, D.C., because we're surely missing a bunch of that. So we launched with the video that you mentioned. You know, there was a press release. We were in the electronic version of the Review Journal on Wednesday. That article's out there. People can Google and check out my interview with them. But yeah, we've launched in a big way. We fundraised heavy in the first quarter. We're doing it again. We were ranked number 7 in the country among Republican challengers on the congressional races. Pretty proud of that as far as our success in the first quarter, and we're going to take it all the way to the House in 2022.
I think that is absolutely great. If folks want to help you, if they want to help your campaign, what is it you need, and how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, it's fundraising, fundraising, fundraising. Sam Peters, the number 4congress.com. SamPeters4congress.com is the website. If you want to check out the video, go to Facebook at Sam Peters Nevada. It's pinned to the top. You can check out that video, and then you can get to the website straight from there. So those are the things we need at this point. You know, if folks want to volunteer, they can certainly identify that on the website through the more info button, and we'll put their name on the list. It's just a lot of fundraising at this point, and we'll get cooking on the volunteering and the walking and phone calls and mailers and all of those things in the months ahead.
Sam, it's always good talking to you. Thank you so much, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend. Give my best to your family, would you please? They're just beautiful as can be. And we will talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a good one, too. And God bless everybody.
There you go. Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, and the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty Pack. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, D. Mounts, what about the effort to free up more counties before May 1st, before June 1st? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
5:32 on a Friday afternoon, and yes, we do have rush hour flows on Interstate 15 through the Resort Corridor right now, both directions. As things are getting back to normal, it looks like we're averaging about 35 miles per hour between Charleston and Tropicana, both north and southbound. Some heavy volumes right now through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main Street downtown. Also 515 west at Las Vegas Boulevard. Still very slow as you try to work your way through there with backups on the on-ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard. Also slow 95 east at Rancho. And on the Beltway, do expect some congestion there, too, at this hour. 215 west at Gillespie and 215 westbound at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NASCAR weekend begins Saturday at Talladega Super Speedway with the ARCA Series and the Xfinity Series running. And then on Sunday, the Cup Series and the Geico 500. Denny Hamlin is the favorite to win the race at 6-1. Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney 8-1 and 9-1, the second and third best odds to be victorious this weekend. Denny Hamlin is starting from the pole. He is joined in the front row by Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr. and William Byron in row number two. Alex Bowman and Christopher Bell, they are in row number three. Driver standings right now, Denny Hamlin has an 81-point lead on Martin Truex Jr. with Joey Logano, William Byron, and Ryan Blaney rounding out the top five. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep, my mom's the workout queen. So I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
What, the deals or her workouts?
Both. Girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows, also on sale, and with free store pickup, I got it all in less than an hour.
You win Mother's Day.
Offers valid April 16th through 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday. We might later in the hour bring you an additional, like the Friday song more than once. I just love the Friday song. Anyway, I had a chance earlier to visit with D. Mounts, the director of the Battle Born Patriots. They have been instrumental in doing a lot of really, really good stuff in opening up counties. They have now opened up 9 Nevada counties, and I asked her what the Battleborn Patriots did to help these county commissions open up all of these counties.
So what we did was I teamed up with attorney Joey Gilbert. He's become famous in North Nevada for opening up White Pine months and months ago. We work together. We have teams that go together. I have Battleborn Patriots in every county in the state. So it was great. So whatever county we were working on to open, we have Battleborn there. And, you know, we would testify and help county commissioners write resolutions that were, you know, good, strong, legal resolutions. and they would vote on them and open them up. And last week, the last one we got was Churchill the other day.
And explain exactly what these agreements or what these pieces of legislation entailed. Did they entail social distancing, the masks? What did it do?
Well, what we did is we removed the county by county. We removed the county from any of Sisolak's illegal COVID directives. And then from that point on, they put, in the resolution, it comes up to, is there a mask mandate? What's the capacity that we're opening up? So everybody opened up 100% capacity, and masks were not mandatory. They are up to the people and up to any business that wants to do that. So people don't really understand that, but you know, do you remember those signs that say no shirt, no shoes, no service? And people weren't like understanding the mask thing. Like, a business can actually make you wear a mask if they want to, because it's their private business. So so everything's open in those counties, in those eight counties and such, and the masks are, you know, pretty much not worn. I see a lot of employees wearing them, but the people are not wearing them.
And what is the mandate? So on what, eight, nine counties? Is it now nine counties? Does Churchill make nine?
Yes.
What happens there in Churchill County, for instance? Is the mask mandated or not mandated?
No, it's a wink, wink, not mandated. It's the way the chairman put it. They don't wear masks. They're not going to force anybody to wear masks. Their sheriff's department aren't going to do anything about masks. They don't care about that kind of stuff. They're not the mask police. So they were just kind of, you know, we don't have to put, they don't want to go on the radar of Sisolak, so, which is understandable. So the way they did it was, you know, don't have to wear a mask. We're not wearing a mask. You can see the whole meeting. Everyone's maskless. The whole faces are naked. So, and that's probably one of the most important aspects of this, of these resolutions being passed, is people do not want to wear a mask. They don't want their kids to wear a mask or anybody else.
What was the response of the governor himself? Did he have any reaction to this?
No, he's still, you know, we've been opening county after county, some two at a time in a week, and he has yet to respond. So I don't know why some people are afraid of him. He's not doing anything, so, which is good.
Well, but he has threatened businesses through OSHA and other means of, you know, taking away their business license, their state business license.
Yeah, so in those counties, what we did was we actually had a clause, a paragraph in the resolution that would help. The commissioners are telling the business owners that we have your back. So that clause is, it's a mandatory 14-day quarantine for anybody in OSHA or state board licenses offices. So if they go to that county and they're, you know, thinking they're going to start fining people at $3,000 a pop and stuff, well, guess what? The sheriff's going to escort you over to a hotel and say, hey, you got to stay in here for 14 days before you come out.
Wow.
So that's one of the key items in the resolution.
Again, Dee Mounts joining us, director of Battle Born Patriots. What did you think of the governor's speech where he announced that June 1 would be kind of the grand reopening?
Well, I can't say what I really think, but it's a joke. You know, he's throwing crumbs down, and half of our residents in Nevada are actually going for it. You know, we knew what he was going to do. You know, maybe May 1st. No, not May 1st. How about June 1st? We're going to do that. Now I need a report from every county to see how they're going to open up. And, I mean, it's just insane.
Does that end your involvement with this effort? I know that one thing the governor did stress is that social distancing would go away, but that the mask would stay. Is the mask going to be the next battleground in the state of Nevada?
Probably, yes. I know if, you know, with hopefully we get the other counties to join in with a resolution. So if we remove them, the county, from his directive, then we can go back and they can actually write what they're going to do to look after masks and social distancing stuff nothing is going to stop us from opening counties. We have a lot of work to do. And we're also going backwards now and forward to open more counties, and backwards we're going back through the school boards. So a lot of people don't understand this, but the county commissioners have no jurisdiction over the school board and superintendent. So it's a separate fight. So we're going through that. We're going backwards with the school boards. The biggest fight right now that we're all in, anybody that's connected with Joey Gilbert, we're all fighting on Washoe. And Washoe has a big meeting on the 27th in the morning. So there's going to be a lot of people there.
Why? And explain for our listeners why Washoe is so important. Now, obviously, they're big, and I thought at one point they were a little more conservative than they are today. But can you explain the importance of Washoe and getting them in line?
Yeah, so Washoe, along with Clark, those are the two more liberal cities. But that doesn't even matter. What matters is Washoe is Sisolak's little golden pot. You know, they do whatever Sisolak wants to do. So they've been very stubborn. They've been very hard. They've even pulled locking the doors and making sure all the voters and the speaker, the public that wants to speak on their behalf, are locked out. And they'll do it like the morning of the party and stuff like that. So Washoe, we need to get Washoe, because Washoe is a city. It has a city council. It has a county commission. It has a mayor. You know, a lot of the rural cities don't have all that stuff. So if we can get Washoe on board, then last but not least is your beloved Clark County. Clark County is going to be probably 10 times worse than Washoe.
Yeah, D. Mounts, really a solid citizen when you talk about politics and motivating people. She's the director of Battleborn Patriots. Really fine organization. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I promised I'd let you hear from Senator Mike Lee and you know, him talking about two-year-olds being forced to wear a mask. This is crazy. This is crazy stuff. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Now, Coach, on your show Financial Safari, you often talk about case studies and successful retirements, and you use the term spend and leave. Break that down for me.
You know, Albert Einstein once said that, you know, a mistake you learn from, right? That's good. He said, but it makes you smart to learn from your own mistakes. He said, but geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. Steve, let's learn from other people's successes. Let's be even more of a genius. You can learn a lot from somebody messing up, but all you know is what not to do. Mm-hmm. So let's tell you what you should do. We need to have that lifetime income plan. And, Steve, this needs to be done as soon as possible. People are saying, well, Coach, I'm not retired yet. I shouldn't worry about income plan. Yes, you should. If you're 50 or older, it's time to start looking at the risk you're taking, the diversification you're taking in the market, but more importantly, how much money have you dedicated to lifetime income? Steve, you're paying yourself when you do this. You're putting money away. It's going to grow. It's going to protect the growth. And then when you decide you're going to get lifetime income, we'd like to have more than one of these. We'd like to have four or five different buckets of income in retirement. And then we activate them when we choose. Therefore, you have inflation protection. You have tax protection, too. If your tax bills go up, you've got a bucket to reach in to pay the taxes. Taxes are never going away, by the way. Do you think so?
I don't think so at all. I think they're going up.
Yeah, they're here. So we need a tax navigation strategy. We call it a TNS to make sure that where your money is in the right place. And if it's not, we can help give you directions to get your money in the lowest taxable environment possible. You're always going to have to pay taxes, but you don't have to pay more than you're supposed to. So let's make sure you do that and get your lifetime income plan, $1,000 value. The next 20 people who call right now, there'll be no cost or obligation.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Before we leave you, we'll let you hear from Tucker Carlson, also from Senator Mike Lee. But first, we want to do what we do every Friday, and that is we work real hard to get here. And then it's the day we've all been waiting for.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know what day it is. It's Friday. That's by request, by the way. We do play requests on this show. Did you know that? I promised I'd let you hear from Senator Mike Lee. Mike Lee is a patriot. He is from Utah. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, and they were talking about this woman, Courtney Ann Taylor, whose comments have gone viral. We played them a couple of times for you. I wanted to make sure you got a chance to hear at least part of it. And they were on Fox and Friends this morning talking about two-year-olds having to wear masks.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing, social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
That Georgia mother is going viral after taking a stand for students and her child and demanding her county school board remove their mask mandate. This is in Gwinnett County down in Georgia. Our next guest has been pressing the CDC for answers on why they are still requiring children as young as two to wear masks. Here now is Utah Senator Mike Lee. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning.
You can hear the lady's frustration. She stood up there and she said, my child and other children in our district are begging parents to come to these school board meetings. Tell them, please, beg for them. These kids don't want to wear masks at school. And then tell us about the letter that you sent.
Yeah, recently I sent a letter to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, asking why this is the case. Why it is that in the United States of America, we have these guidance documents in place directing people to put masks on children as young as 2 years old, when our peer nations all over the world have set it much, much higher. Look, our allies, our peer nations in all over Europe, from UK, from France, in so many other countries have the age up at around 11 or 12. Even the World Health Organization, that's much more aggressive, says maybe 5 and up. But to set it at 2 and up in the United States reflects some real hubris. It reflects really what happens when somebody issuing the guidance documents doesn't spend a lot of time with 2-year-olds. But it, as much as anything, we just want to know what the scientific evidence is. We know that children of that age have a lower rate of infection. We have reason to believe that they have a tendency to spread the virus less. So I want to know what their scientific evidence is that we need to have children as young as 2 being forced to wear a mask.
Senator Mike Lee, he is a patriot. He's from Utah. If I lived in Utah, I would vote for him every time. Stick around. We'll close it out for the day and the week on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Does applying for a mortgage feel like a chore? Call 529-2444. At GFL Capital, we'll open the door. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV License MB4265, NMLS 64367.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday as we ramp up to the weekend. I got to tell you, I can't recall a week that I had any more fun than I did this week. I really did. I had so much fun this week on the show. And I want to take just a quick moment to thank you. I know you have a lot of choices on radio and podcasts and all kinds of other ways to entertain yourself on the way home. every day. I'm incredibly grateful for those of you that have decided to spend your afternoon with us. We work real hard.